The Parks and Recreation Department plans to spend nearly $400,000 this year on 8 extra capital projects, such as replacing roofs, demolishing structures, upgrading pathways, and improving lighting. During its March 11th regular meeting, Council voted 6-1 to have the department spend $314,500 on replacing roofs on buildings in Crescent Park, removing the Parkhill Park paddling pool, upgrading the front entrance of the Golden Ticket Sports Center, demolishing the Scouts Hall building in West End Park, improving additional pathway surfaces at various locations, improving pathway connections to the Kinsman Sportsplex, upgrading lighting at PLA Moore Palace to LEDs, assessing the structural integrity of the Cultural Center's basement. However, since two projects have committed funding of $71,654, the total amount is $386,154. Coun. Kim Robinson was opposed. Funding is coming from the PLA Moore Palace's capital project account because an assessment of the building's roofing systems showed the metal roof over the Burt Hunt Arena is in good condition, a council report said. Parks and Rec initiated the restoration of PLA Moore Palace's roofing systems in 2021 because many sections were old and leaking regularly, the document continued. The department scheduled roof replacements in several phases between 2021 and 2024. However, the project consultant said in February that this year's budget allocation of $329,742 for Burt Hunt Arena was an oversight, since the 1989 installed roof was still healthy. The roof is considered one of the top roofs on the market and is designed to be in service for 40 to 60 years, with 5 to 25 years of useful life remaining, the report stated. However, Parks and Rec will spend $15,242 of this year's allocation to fix the main lobby's skylight because of leaks, leaving $314,500 for the other capital priorities. Derek Blaise, Parks and Recreation Director, apologized to Council for the project oversight, saying it should have been caught before going into the 2024 budget proposal. He took responsibility for the error and said processes were in place to ensure it didn't happen again. Project summaries. Crescent Park. This project will replace the roofing systems on the public comfort station and lawn bowling equipment shed. The cost is $16,000. Parkhill Park. City Hall decommissioned Parkhill Park's paddling pool years ago and, this year, we'll remove the concrete pool basin and perimeter fencing and re-landscape the area to make it more functional and visually appealing. The cost is $20,000. Golden Ticket Sports Center. This project will improve accessibility and make the front entrance safer and more appealing. Work will include removing the vestibule over the loading zone, adding an accessible ramp and replacing the front doors. The cost is $75,000. West End Park. This project will demolish the old Scouts Hall building, located at 10th Avenue Northwest and Athabasca Street West, and restore the area to green space, the report said. The building is unused, unsalvageable, an eyesore, and attracts vandalism and graffiti. The cost is $68,500. Pathway surface improvements. Council approved $41,554 in the 2024 capital budget to repair damaged and deteriorated pathways, but major freeze-thaw cycles during the past 2 years affected the pathway's condition, the report said. So, the department will conduct a full assessment to determine areas that require refurbishment and prioritize those areas. The approved funding of $41,554, plus the additional funding of $60,000, total $101,554. Pathway connection upgrades. Council approved $30,100 in this year's capital budget to improve pathway connections from 9th Avenue Northwest to the Kinsman Sportsplex site. The approved funding of $30,100, plus the additional money of $35,000, total $65,100. PLA Moore Palace Parks and Rec will retrofit the remaining lighting fixtures in the washrooms, change rooms, storage rooms, and staff areas at PLA Moore Palace with LEDs. This will cost $20,000. Cultural Center. The Cultural Center's foundation has shifted, so the department will assess the affected areas and ensure the structural integrity is still sound while exploring opportunities to repair the cracking and heaving in the basement. This will cost $20,000. The next regular council meeting is Monday, March 25.